Gimel Ahmed Beis, the bottom we got to Ubaprakim Shoel, right? We got to the very bottom. Ubaprakim Shoel. Everybody have that? It's the two dots. Ubaprakim Shoel. So the Gemara says, according to Rav Meir, we said that you Shoel Mipnei HaKavod, right? We said in the Mishnah, you're supposed to, you could ask someone you have to honor, you could ask them how they are by between the chapters. And Meshiv Machmas Mai, and what could you respond on account of Ilema if you say that the Meshiv and the Mishnah is Mipnei HaKavod? Well, hashta mishal shoyl, if you certainly could ask someone who you're supposed to give kavod to how they're doing, certainly you could adur mi boy. What he needs to say that you need to honor them. So the Gemara says as well. The Gemara comes and says, Ella, rather what it's coming to teach you is shoyl mipnei kavod. You ask alts kavod, umeshiv, and you're allowed to respond, meshiv l'kol adam. You could respond in shalom to every single person. Okay, that's what he says. Ema, so the Gemara is docha that, perish. So, why? Because it says Ema Seifa, because maybe when you say the Seifa over here, that when it says the Emsa, in the middle, smack in the middle of a pair, Shol Mibnei Ayira, that you ask out of fear, Umeshiv, and then Meshiv. So what's that Meshiv? Elam Mibnei Ayira, if that's a Meshiv because of Yira, someone you fear, then you can say the same question. Hashta Mishal Shol Mai. Now that we said you're allowed to ask someone out of fear how they're doing, certainly Aduri Miboy, of course you could respond, so that can't be the same explanation. Rather, Eli, you need to say that according to Rav Meir, the Meshiv was talking about Mibnei HaKavod. So then the question returns, according to Rav Meir, that's the same thing. Hainu de Rav Yehuda. That's exactly the opinion of Rav Yehuda in the Mishnah. The Tanan, it says Rav Yehuda Omer, Mebe Emza, you could be Shoel Mibnei Yira, O Meshiv Mibnei HaKavod. And you answer, Alts Kavod. Uba Prakim Shoel Mibnei HaKavod, O Meshiv Shalom L'chol Adam. Based on the way we explained Rav Meir, it's exactly the same thing. What's their machlokas? So, Chesure Mechzura, there's something a little bit missing. Vahachi Ketani. By the way, whenever you see Chesure Mechzura, that there's some words missing, it always seems a little forced, right? Oh, there's some words missing, stupid words that aren't there. Beautiful pshat, they saw from the Yachin and Boaz commentary in the Mishnah, and then in Erechin, he says there used to be tunes to memorize every Mishnah. Remember, it had to be memorized, Torah Shebal Peh. So therefore, how'd they memorize all of it? What mnemonic technique do they use? A lot of them they had songs for, and therefore, you know, when you gotta make a song work, whatever, so you could sort of like chop away words so that the song, the rhymes hit themselves, it was all made for mnemonics, and therefore it wasn't about getting every word precise, and therefore that's what you could have chesure mechzura, and sometimes words missing. So chesure mechzura, a word is missing, but prakim, this is what it should say, but prakim in between chapters shalom ne'akavod, you ask else kavod, ve'in tzarech lomer shumeshim, and certainly you answer because of kavod, ve'emtza shalom ne'amira, and an ain tzarech lomar, and it goes without saying that you may shiv, divra meir. Rabbi Yehuda says ve'emtza in the middle of a parak shalom ne'amira, you ask someone out of fear, umeshim ne'akavod, you can respond to someone else. Covet. By the way, this seems a little inapplicable to other cases, but actually Tosis in the bottom, Yigil and Beis, applies it in an interesting way. He says, you know where we use this halacha? Do we respond, do we say Kedusha in the middle of davening? If we're in the middle of davening, do we respond to the Kedusha of Shmoneh Esrei? Tosis is using it, it's like responding, talking to God in the middle while we're, interrupting our regular talking to talking. Some don't like the comparison. Rabbeinu Yonah says it's different. You're already talking to God. So you're going to interrupt one talking to God to do something else? That's not the same comparison as Shol Mipnei Ayira or Meshiv Mipnei Ayira. It's a totally different discussion. We pass, can you do? You interrupt almost everything to answer Kedusha unless you yourself are in the middle of Shmoneh Esrei. Ubaprakim and in between chapters you ask El Tkavit and you answer Shalom L'chol Adam. Let's say you're reading Shema and you encounter your Rebbe or someone who's greater than you. But in between the chapters you could ask how he's doing El Tkavit, but ain't Sarach Lomer, that you could respond. Ubeemza, smack in the middle of the chapters Shalom Ne'ir, you could ask El Tzfir, but ain't Sarach Lomer. It goes without saying that you respond. Divra Meir. This is the same thing. It's trying to show you that there's a brisa that echoed the way we just learned it. Rabbi Yehuda says, "Be'emtza shonya yira," and smack in the middle of the chapters, you ask al tzira. Umeishiv mibnei akavod. Ubeprakim shonya akavod. Umeishiv shalom l'chol adam. Okay, we're there still. Top of your dalam and aleph. Boy, mine acha tane de be'Rav Chiya bar Chiya. Achai, who taught the brises in the base medrash of Rav Chiya. Right, so he asked the following: Bahalil el Megillah. When you're in Halil and Megillah, mahu sheyafsik? Can you interrupt it in the middle to say shalom to someone in the middle of Halil or Megillah Esther? So Amrinan, do we say a kal v'chomer if by Kriya Shema, where the chiyav is deraisa posik, you interrupt Halil, which is derabanan, mi boy? You have a question, or maybe persume nisa zadif, or maybe the persume nisa factor of these things make it less of a reason to interrupt. It's a beautiful. There's a lot to say in this gemara.
What do you mean?
because there's a publicization of the miracle, which is what Megillas Esther is, and therefore that's more important than even the Deraisa of Kriyashma as far as interrupting. What does Persume Nisa do with interrupting? So one shot I heard is that because since Persume Nisa is about publicizing what happened here, the miracle, by chopping up the story, by talking to somebody, you interrupt the flow of what the Persume Nisa is supposed to be, and therefore that might be the Havamina why we wouldn't interrupt the Megillas Esther or the Hallel to say Shalom to somebody or to say hello. What? But there's no din set. The Persume Nisa set up of Yetzias Mitzrayim might be the Dalai Kosos. So there is the Persume Nisa. There has to be an established Persume Nisa in that instance. What? Right, that's how we paskin, that you don't interrupt. We paskin, you don't interrupt. It's interesting, it says because Kriya Shema's Deraisa, you can't interrupt. We saw, I mentioned in brief yesterday, there's different shitas, which part of Kriya Shema's Deraisa. So how does this work with the Ramban? Ramban's shita is that only the opening line of Kriya Shema's Deraisa. So how does this Gemara even flow for the Ramban? So you have to say the following pshat, beautiful pshat you can say, that for the Ramban, once the opening line is Deraisa, the Stipler says this in the Ramban. Once the opening line is Deraisa, whatever was added to it by the Rabbanan becomes Deraisa as well. So while for the Ramban, the Ikr Deraisa is only the opening line of Kriyashma, once the rabbis added all that extra stuff onto the Kriyashma that we have to say it, that becomes a Cheftza Deraisa. Yes, sir. Hallel and Persume Nisa. So, by the way, the Gemara says in Megillah, how come you don't have reading of Hallel on Purim? Because Kriyusa Zuhi Hilula, this reading of the Megillah, is the Hallel itself. So you see that the Megillah's Esther is really a Hallel. It just replaces the Hallel. But in general, when you have a Hallel on Yontif, that's the Persume Nisa. The Gemara is saying, who you're getting at, that's the Persume Nisa element of that Yontif. So Amrle, but we don't pass on that. The reason why this is strange, because we don't pass on that. Amrle, Chia says to Achai, Posek, now you interrupt, Ve'im Bekach Klum, there's no problem. Amar Rabba, there's no din of Hafsak in the middle of Hallel, rather, there's difference. By Yomim Shah Yachid Gomer Behem Tahalel, by the day when an individual, even an individual davening alone, finishes the Hallel without skipping any chapters. Ve'im Perek LaPerek Posek, between each chapter he could interrupt because of COVID. And smack in the middle of a parak, ain't a posik. He does not interrupt because of COVID, only because of Yira. The Yamim She'en Yahyachid, and days when the Yachid individual or the Tzibor actually, there's no difference now between a Yachid and Tzibor, certainly not by Ashkenaz, we don't, where it does not Gomer Behenes a Hallel, right? The days we not finish the Hallel, Afilu Be'emza Perak Posik, even in, like by Pesach, the middle of Pesach, we don't finish the Hallel. Then Afilu Be'emza Perak Posik, even in the middle, you could interrupt for COVID. There's a question I saw, what if someone forgets that Sukkot is not like Pesach and they do a half Hallel, all of a sudden they get home and realize, oh, I saw the art scroll says full Hallel on the Chol HaMoed, what should I do? Should I go back with the Bracha? Mistami, you just go back and fill in the Prakim, but no Bracha over there. So there's an important Tosis over here, I did it Shabbos morning, I'm not going to do it now, which is the topic of making a Bracha on a Minug. Why do we make a Bracha on a Minug? Does everyone agree we make a Bracha on a Minug? How can we make a Bracha on a Minug? Okay, Aini, is this true? Baha Rabba Barab Shabba equal Lagabi Ravina. He went to Ravina at the moment when they were saying Hallel, V'yam She'ina Yachid Gomer Mehem Hallel. It was one of those days where you don't finish Hallel. Falo Pasikli, and Ravina did not interrupt and asked to see how he's doing. He didn't want to interrupt. And Rabba Bar Shabba was an Adam Nichbad, and you need to interrupt for him. So Shiny Rabba Bar Shabba. It's different by Rabba Bar Shabba, the Lo Chashile Ravina, because he was not considered Chashiv in the eyes of Ravina, and therefore he didn't need to interrupt. Okay, there's a hierarchy. Boy Mine Ashian. Ashian asked, Tana Debe Rabami Rabami. Ashian, who was learning the Brisa of the basement of Ravami, he asked Ravami the following. Sharui Betanis, meaning all these different Bate Midrashim, were established by a certain major Amora, but they had other people in there teaching the Brises. They hired Malamtim. So Mahu Shiita, one is in the middle of a Tanis. Can they taste the food? Let's say they want to know for after the fast. Or to add more spices. So is it achil of eshtia kabbalah? Did he accept upon himself not to eat and drink? V'haleka, he's not eating or drinking, he's just tasting. O dilma hana kabbalah, he got hana. V'haleka, at the end of the day, he's getting hana. What's the issue I fast? The hana or the eating? Ami says to Yashian, toem ve'im b'kach klum, you could taste and don't worry about it. Okay, it's interesting. The Rambam paskins that when it comes to a tanis, you're fine as long as you don't swallow. You can keep tasting the food all day by a regular tanis. Not Yom Kippur, maybe not Tishah, but by a regular tanis, you can continue tasting. by a brachas, you could even swallow to taste the food better, and you don't have to make a bracha if you're doing it to taste. Even a revius, the Rambam says, if you can't really get the texture until you swallow it, but you're not interested in eating it right now, no bracha. Why the difference? So Rabbeinu Manoach says, because it's v'achalta v'savata, that there's an achil. Bracha focuses more on the achila. The fast focuses more on the hana. It's strange because we have by eating the fat, the chalev, which it says kol chalev lo so chalev, you should not eat. It's usher even hana, and yet there it seems to focus on the eating, but it's usher even hana. I don't know. Tani nami hachi, we learned in a braisa. Mitames, you taste the dish, eina to una bracha. You don't need to make a bracha before eating it. Hasharui betanis, the one who accepts upon himself betanis, toim ve'im mekachlum. You can taste and don't worry about it. At tama, how much is mutter to taste without a bracha? Ravami brabasi tami achir, without it worrying about the fast. Ravami brabasi tama achir revisa. They would taste a netanis about a revius haluk, but more than that, would be usher. Amarav, Rav says, Kol hanosim shalom l'chaveru kum. One who says shalom to their friend before davening, it's as though you made a bama, right? It's as though you made your own private mizbeach. Because it says in Yeshayahu, Chidlu lachem min ha'adam asher neshavu. Hold yourself back from other people who have souls in them. Kibama nechshavu, because it's you're making it like, how are you considering, how are you reckoning God? Al tekri bama, don't read it, what are you reckoning, but rather bama. You've made that other person a focus. It's interesting, the Rabbeinu Yonah says the Isser is where you just say Shalom, because Shalom is one of the names of Hashem. You're pronouncing the name Hashem on someone else before you do it to God Himself. So the nafkamina would be, if you see someone in the morning, you can tell them good morning. Safra Tava is the postgame, so you can say to them in the morning. It's saying Shalom is the problem. Okay, so I'll take Rebbeinu, but Shmuel Amar, B'meach, Shavasa Lezev, meaning the way you read the Pasuk is that you've reckoned this person and not God. Mesiv Rav Sheshes, B'prokim, you're allowed to show in Nekavod, U'meshiv, Mutter, to ask B'shalom Chaver before you daven. You see from there, you could ask, Shalom Nekavod. So Tir Gemara Vava, B'mashkin L'Pisco, the real Isser is when you go over to the person. Let me go over to the neighbor's house, knock on the door, but if I bump up to him and bump into him in the street, it's not an Isser. Rav Yonah, Rav Zera, Kula Oseh Chafatz of Kohen. The person who does all his biddings before davening, it's Ki'ilu Bana Bama. It's though you built a Bama. Amr La Bama Amart, Amr La Lo. Asr coming. What I meant was, it's Asr. It's not the same thing as building a Bama. Bama is a major Isser. So, Ukudrav Idi Bar Avon, Dam Rav Idi Bar Avon, Amr Yitzchak Bar Ashian. Asr will the Adam Lasas Chafatz of Kohen. Asr for a person to do their work before davening. Because it says, Sedek Lafan of Yalech, that righteousness should be before you should go. Via Sam Laderech Pama Vishnu. Place your footsteps in that path. What I think it means, chafatzav could be even including taking care of your work. Some even say even showering. But how do we paskin? If the showering is going to wake you up and get you ready for davening, you shower before davening. If doing work before davening, many poskim say if you have a set minyan you always go to, and you're not going to miss the minyan. So if you're up early and you can't sleep and you got some work, it's on your mind, you want to get it off your mind, you could do work. The main idea is that you start your day with avodas Hashem. That's the main idea. You start, you wake up, right, like Reb Chaim Kanievsky, you get up 2:30, and you learn from 2:30 till 5:30, and then you come to minyan. Okay, so Amar Rav Idi Bar Avin, Amar Rav Yitzchak Bar Ashian, Kol Mispal Alva Akak Yotzederech. Anyone who davens and afterwards goes out on the road, Hakadosh Baruch Hu Oselo Chafatzav. God will do your biddings for you. We'll make sure it helps you, works out your day. Shenemar Tzedek Lafanev Yalech V'Yasam Laderech. Because your footsteps are going to be successful on the way. Okay.
Maybe a question of when you fly to Israel.
Yeah.
And in the plane, you make a minion.
Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky, Rabbi Krauss, I once heard him quote Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky, yeah. That it's a chil Hashem to daven the minyan in the back of the airplane. He quoted it in shul. Rabbi Yonah, Rabbi Zera, Kol halan shivas yom below cholam. Anyone who dreams 7 days without a goes 7 days without a dream, they're called bad. Because it says v'saveya yalin bal yipaked ra. Those that are full satiated sleep without any visitation, it's ra. Al tikri saveya elasheva, going 7 days. What does this mean? Dreaming is out of your control. What are you supposed to do that you didn't dream? And many of us don't know when we're dreaming. So the Vilna Gaon says no. The way you read this gemara is something else entirely. He says anyone who goes 7 days without reading, realizing this whole world is just an illusion. The stuff that you focus on is futile. It's a dream. It's a chalom. Without realizing at least that what you're doing is a little bit chalomus, he says that's the problem. Not you can't control your dreams, obviously. Amalei Rav Acha Brei Rav Chia Barava Acha Rav Chia Barav Yochanan Kolam Asbi Atzmi Divrei Torah Balan. anyone who learns Torah before they go to bed, aim a vasrim also basuras ras. You're not gonna have bad dreams. Shenamar v'saveya yalin bal yapakid ra. Right? You can have a good night sleeping. I don't know. Learn tonight. Let's see what happens. Tell me in the morning. Oh, if you're going to carry it. Okay, good. Yeah. Anyone who goes to bed with Divrei Torah at night, you're not going to aim a vasrin besuras ras. You're not going to have bad tidings in your day. Good. It'll flow. It'll work.
You won't have a bad dream.
What? You won't have a bad dream. But if, say, within the Vilna Gaon, you won't have a bad week. Good. I'll take the Vilna Gaon. Elohim ben aprakim. Amrei bom riyochadan halach krab yudadamar ben alakechemes vemes liatsiv lo yafsik. Don't interrupt. So Amrei bom riyochadan, my time in Rabbi Yehuda. What's the reason for Rabbi Yehuda who says you don't make a hefsik between alakechememes and yatsiv? Dichtiv, because it says, Vashem Elohim emes. And since in the pasuk the word Elohim and Emes are next to each other, you don't make a hefsek between them. Okay, Chozer va'omer Emes o eino Chozer Emes. When you begin v'yatziv, do you say the word Emes or not? Emes v'yatziv or not? So Amar va'omer Yochanan Chozer va'omer Emes. You say the word Emes again. Rabba says eino Chozer va'omer Emes. Sahu denachis kamei derabba. There's a person who went down to daven in front of Rabba. And Shmaya Rabba damer Emes Emes. You heard him say Emes two times. Amar Rabba. Rabba says kol Emes Emes tafse lahai. Each amira of Emes, sort of grabbed this person, meaning it was too much. He thought it was it's like maybe even shtei reshuya saying truth. You don't say it twice. Okay, Amar Rav Yosef, Kama Malia Hai Shmaisa. How beautiful is that Shmua that we heard? The Chi Atar. What? Yeah, MSM is saying.
True.
Right. Right, whatever's colloquial usually takes over. That's why we save him shot by modem. Amar Rav Yosef, Kama Malia HaShmaisa. How much is that beautiful case? The Chi Atar of Shmuel Bar Yehuda. When Rav Yehuda came from Eretz Yisrael to Babel, Amri Marvo. He said, this is the minhag in Eretz Yisrael to say in Tefillas Marv. You say the third parak of Kriya Shema, Daber El Bnei Yisrael, Vamarta Alehem, Ani Hashem Elokechem Emes. So Amar Le Abai to Rav Yosef, my Mal Yusuf, what's the Mala of this case that you loved when you heard it? Vamar Rav Kahana Amar Rav, that in Tefillas Arvis, Lo Yatcha, you shouldn't begin the third paragraph for Kriya Shema, since it mentions Sittis, and Sittis isn't at night, but if you did say it, Gomer. We paskin, you do say the whole paragraph, but you see here.
So we continue. Chia Bar Rav Amar. If you're a Marav, right, if you say a Marav, the third parsha of Kriya Shema, Amar, and you say the Anani Hashem Elokechem, Tzarech Lomar Emes. You need to continue and say Emes. Lo Amar, if you didn't say Ani Hashem Elokechem, if you didn't say Ani Hashem Elokechem, you don't need to say Emes. V'ha bai lad kuri tismar, but I thought we need to mention Tias Mitzrayim. So the answer is, Da'amar hachi, modim anachnu l'cha, Hashem Elokeinu, shosesana meretz Mitzrayim, v'tanu b'savadim, v'asisa lanu nisim u'gvuras alayam, v'sharnu l'ch, right? They added this in the Parsha, and therefore that's what satisfied the need for the Geula, mentioning it's Yis Mitzrayim. Am Rabbi Shua ben Karcha, Lama Kama Parsha Shema, right? We had in the Mishnah of the order why we had this paragraph for that one, right? Kabbalas Olmachu Shemayim comes first, and then accepting the yoke of mitzvahs afterwards. Tanya Rabbi Shem Yochai says, Bedinhu, really Yakdim Shema Vim Shema. Shema should come before Vahayim Shema, Keshazeh. Because the Parsha Shema has Vidibar Tabam, Lilmud, right? That you're supposed to learn. Vizeh, and the second Parsha, Vahayim Shema, has Lilameh. Right, that you should teach it. Vayim Shemoa, and then should come before Vayomer, because Zeh, meaning Vayim Shemoa, has the teaching, Lila made, and Vezeh, but then the third Parsha, the Parsha of Tzitzis, has La'asos, to do the mitzvahs. So it's a progression, to learn, to teach, and then to do. Ah, to Shema, Lilmod Isbe. What? Shema only has to learn, it doesn't have to teach? Lila made, V'la'asos, L'isbe, and doesn't have to do either? Vaksi, but it says Vishinantem, right? Levanecha. And it says Ukshartem, Ukhsaftem, which are doing. Vesu, and furthermore, Vayim Shemoa, and the second paragraph only has to teach. It doesn't have to deizbe, velas doesn't have to do leizbe, ba'oksiv ukshartem uksaftem. Those are actions. Ela hachikamer. This is what Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai was saying. Bedinhu, you know the reason. Mikar adin tikdim. You should put the parsha of Shema first, the Vayim Shema, because it has all three. Shezeh lilmod ulamed and velasos. Vayim Shema should come before Vayomer because it has yeshbo lilamed and velasos. And then Vayomer aim by velasos belowing as velasos. So we say, wait a second. Why do we have these reasons, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, about the progression of Shema? Just give the reason we gave Rabbi Shua ben Korcha in the Mishnah of Kabbal Somachu Shemaim. So it was a Chada v'od Kamar. Rabbi Shua ben Korcha was saying that and plus one. Chada, one reason why they have the order of the Kedima is Kedesh Kabbal of all Machu Shemaim Tchila. V'achach Kabbal of all Mitzvahs v'od. And furthermore, Mishum de'is bohani mili achrenaisa. Because the Parsha Shema has these other elements to it, the first paragraph and the second, that does not exist in the third, so on and so forth. Okay, one day Rav did this, Mashiach, that he would wash his hands for Shachris Kar Kriya Shema v'anach, and afterwards he would put on tefillin mitzali, and he would daven. Hey, Chiyavid Hachi, how could he do that? V'atanya, chofer kuchle meis bekever, that one who digs a place, a spot for a dead body to be buried, is part from Kriya Shema, umin tefillah, and from tefillin. when we call mitzvah samus b'torah. Why? Ha'osik mitzvah potter min a mitzvah. Hegiyah zman kriya shema, then ola, you get up from the pit, v'notel yadav, you put on tefillin, korah kriya shema mispala. So before we get to what really the question was from this braisa, we have to explain the braisa. Ha gufa kasha, because it itself doesn't make sense. Reisha amar, first we said, if you dig, your potter from all the mitzvahs. And then the seifa, in the end, we said, you're chayiv. So ha lo kasha, it's not a kasha. Seifa b'tshrei, the seifa is talking about when there's two who are digging, but reisha is talking about b'chad, when one person's digging, therefore he can't stop from the digging. Mikol makom kasha lav, still though the braisa is a kasha and rav, because the first he put on tefillin, afterwards he read Shema, and not like Rav, who said first you read Shema and then afterwards put on tefillin. So Rav holds like the Braisa, but Rabbi Shimon Karcha Svirle, Damar Ol Machus Shemaim Tchila, and then afterwards Ol Mitzvahs. Therefore Ol Machus Shemaim through Kriya Shema, and then afterwards you become the Mitzvahs by the Hanachas Tefillin. Amar da Amar Bishu Ben Korcha lahakdim Kriya Lakriya. That you should be makdim the Kriya of Malchus Shemaim to the Kriya of all mitzvahs. However, to be makdim the Maisa Kriya to the Asiya itself, Mishmaisle. Therefore, you can't bring a raya from that. Vesuim. Furthermore, Misavar Lakriya Shu Ben Korcha. Does Rav really hold like Rav Shu Ben Korcha? Varam Chia Barashi Zimnin Sagayin Havikim Dikamir. There were times when I was standing before Rav, Umakdim Meshav Yadin, and he would get up and wash our hands for Shachris and Varach, make the Brichas Torah, Umasilam Pirkin, and he would teach us a Pirik that we were learning, Umanachtu, and then put on tefillin, Vahadar Kari Kriya Shema. So if you want to say that this Maisa was before the time of Kriya Shema, then him came Maya Sadr Rechia Barashi. Then what was Rechia Barashi pointing out at his Chiddush? They did Kriya Shema later. It's not the Zman. Of course they did it later. So we say no. The Emes, the Maisa of Rav, began before the Zman of Kriya Shema. The Chiddush was not for that part of the line. It was La Puke Miman Da Amar De La Mishnah Ein Sarich Levarach. It was coming to exclude from the one who holds that for a Mishnah, you don't need to make a Birkas HaTorah. Kamash Balan Rechia held, after Mishnah, Nami Tzarech Levarach. You need to make Birkas HaTorah. Mikol makom kashi l'rav. But still, you have a kasha and rav. Why do you read Kriya Shema before you put on the tefillin? So why did he do that? Because shlucha hu da'avis. It could be because his shliach came late to bring the tefillin, and therefore he figured, why stall until the time my tefillin comes? It gets there when it gets there.